This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along with you after the holidays. Well, we're kind of halfway between, although New Year's never feels like the same kind of holiday. Nothing feels actually like Christmas. The 4th of July feels unique and fun, and we have a real focus on it, like Christmas is a focus. And then, you know, New Year's is, okay, New Year's, yep, here we go. Into another, and you go the idea of new beginnings, new thoughts, new opportunities. Yep, I think this can be a much better year than. And people say, "Wow, it couldn't be any worse." Yeah, it could be. Could have been. It could have. What went on could have been worse, and what going ahead could be worse. Yeah, it can always be worse, but it could be so much better. Thinking the good thoughts and saying nice things and doing good for others. We're talking about that whole business with the 2020 tip challenge where Tom Selleck dropped a tip and Danny Wahlberg did because he started it, apparently, Victoria.
It was no, he didn't start it, but he's been, I don't know where it started, but Donnie Wahlberg has been very vocal about it and has been trying to get a lot of other celebrities
to
do it.
His parents were both in, you know, they started, he and his brother started that restaurant that their mother ran called Wahlberg's. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happened to that, but
Wahlbergers? I think it's still there, isn't it? Yeah. There's a couple of them, I think.
There's a couple in the Boston area. That's where they came from. Yeah, right. Exactly. Both the parents were in the service industry, and I guess that's why he's always, Donnie Wahlberg has always been a big tip. I don't know whether Mark Wahlberg has been or not. Anyway, they went into an IHOP, and Jenny McCarthy, that's got to be a trip, right? You see Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy walking into an IHOP. Well, but why not? They're, you know, the only reason that they would be noticed is because they're celebrity. But
right, but they also left the 2020, that's the $2,020 tip at IHOP, which is really cool. And I'm sure a lot of people working at IHOP could really appreciate that.
Sure. You know? James Corden has done it. Adele has done it. You know, that kind of stuff. And there was this this waitress in Michigan, Danielle Franzoni. A server in Michigan got $20,020 on a bill of
23. $2,020. It's the 2020. That's what the tip is. And so it doesn't really matter what the bill is. In her case, this is where it began. I don't know. I think it was just an anonymous person. Yeah. And then celebrities kind of took off with it. So a lot of celebrities have been not necessarily posting it themselves, but other people have been posting it, saying, "Oh, you know, Ashton and Mila were here and they left, you know, 2020 tip or whatever." So it's nice
when people do that and then they talk about it themselves, aggrandizing themselves. I always kind of discount it because I don't, you know, okay, I just did this, aren't I wonderful? No, let somebody else give you a tribute. I wonder how many well-to-do politicians have done the same thing. You know, the way we have our political system structured now in an informal way, you got to have a lot of dough to get elected in many instances, especially to the Senate, but in the House as well. It's a little bit better. The representation is a little bit better, the 435 who are in the House than in the Senate. But pretty much in the Senate, that club, you got to have a lot of dough to get into that club. So I wonder how many of these people are going to be doing the 2020 tip. Let's see.
I'm Googling it now to see if anyone has.
Anybody has? Yeah.
Done it.
All right. So the president signed that bill, $900 billion stimulus deal. It's actually it was a consolidated appropriations bill for this next fiscal year that goes till the end of September. So it is actually a $2.3 trillion spending bill, and this was part of it, the relief portion. But instead of, well, you're going to get a $600 stimulus check probably this week, maybe, and there's the extra $300 in jobless benefits and that sort of thing. And there's another PPP round. It'd be interesting to see how the banks figure that out. I'm just trying to figure out how to pay off the last one. There's funding for the vaccine. in schools, that kind of stuff. But listen to some of the other things. I started this list, and I wanted to continue. I was on, I think we stopped at 700, there was $720 billion for, $720 million for the Social Security Administration. But Victoria, only $200 million of that is to help people. The rest of it is administrative. Can you imagine that? What it costs, this is over and above what it normally costs to run
employed?
Social Security. No,
the Social Security Agency?
Yeah. Right. But this is over and above the regular budget for the Social Security Administration. $25 million in this bill for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. It's on page 136. Let's see, $7.5 million to the Smithsonian, $35 million to the JFK Center. This is a bugaboo that you have, and nobody can understand. I'm with you on this one. Why does the JFK Center get, other than Pelosi's nephew or somebody works there, right? Who works there?
I don't know. Jen said that. I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
That's the Kennedy Center.
But the Kennedy Center isn't, it's not just to, like, you know, sweep the floors of the Kennedy Center. The Kennedy Center programs are in schools, and they offer a lot of free stuff because the arts, you know, they
but it's a part
music
of the regular
classes,
budget.
Arts classes, it was all taken
and
from
not,
schools.
Yeah, but no, that wasn't, that's all part of the regular budgetary, the annual budgetary the system that we go through every year. This is in addition to the regular annual budgeting. $25 million for salaries. For House of Reps, they're going to get a pay raise. God damn those guys. $3 billion for the IT department at the Veterans Administration. Okay, that's all right with me. $315 million for the diplomats in the State Department. $95 million for the Agency of International Development, AID. I don't know why that has to be in this, but I'm somebody who supports the AID program in the State Department. It's done a lot of good things.
What is that?
Country. AID, the Aid Program, Agency for International Development, gets programs going. I've taken a few trips. Well, it was granted during the Clinton administration, so I don't know how much it's changed. But some fabulous things done in the name of the United States government to help people. It's unsung. That's why I went on these trips with these guys to tell the stories, because nobody knew they were going on. Hmm. And they all, the money goes into a country, and they start a program that's usually educational or health-related, and then they hire Americans to run it. That's the caveat. We'll give you $20 million to help build up your educational infrastructure in Angola, let's say, or Nairobi, Kenya is one place we went. But you have to hire American workers, teachers, and that sort of thing. If you're going to build something, you've got to hire an American company. If you're going to do that sort of help, you've got to have American, they call them NO, what do they call them? Non-government, NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else is in this bill? Airlines get billions to keep them afloat. I don't know what this is. There's $100 million in there for administering it, whatever that's for. $40 billion to the Take Responsibility to Workers and Families Act. That's on page 164. Is that where the direct money comes from?
I don't know. Workers? This is a 6,000-page document. I hope we're not going all through this, because I think we're going to lose people.
But I'm looking at the point where all this stuff goes.
I get that, but the problem is, what can, you know, people who are looking to try to pay their rent or put food on the table, I mean, we've talked about, you know, how many horrific stories of diapers being stolen and, you know, from petty theft, from shoplifting, diapers and formula for baby food, you know, this is the kind of stuff that people really care about. This other stuff is like, it's so
I think,
far
no, I
above
disagree with
the
you.
Fray.
No, I don't agree.
Well,
don't
if you're unemployed,
I think people need to
know. I think
know
it depends on what's happening
going.
In your. Well, okay. But what I'm saying is, I think it depends on what's happening in your life right now. I have friends who are unemployed or have been furloughed. You know, yeah, it's frustrating that there's this 6,000-page bill that we don't know where all this money is going to. Yes, that's frustrating. But people who own restaurants, people who own a small business who are trying to survive, that's the most important thing, is how much money is going to be sent to them.
The important thing
is... And $600 is insulting.
No, but the important thing is that this money is being misdirected. That's the point of me having done this. What does all of this have to do with the virus? Not a damn thing.
Well, it's
all of that money.
The shutdown.
Well, the shutdown to a point, but then there's all this other pork in here that has nothing to do with the virus whatsoever.
It's a horrible bill. I think everyone agrees on it, but what can we do about it?
Well,
you know,
I mean,
what can we do?
We keep saying that about everything. What can we do about it? Well, that's why we're in the state that we are in, because we haven't done anything about it, because we haven't come up short, because we've been spoiled, we've been cheap, we buy the Chinese stuff. I mean, it's a whole, all the kit and caboodle of all of these things coming together, mm-hmm. And the apex of the story is that we're screwing ourselves.
We keep
voting the same jerks in.
Yep.
Exactly. The mm-hmm. same jerks time after time after time after time.
But I think right now, what I'm saying, though, in the immediacy, $600 is not going to solve anyone's problem who really needs it. And that's what's insulting. And so that's, you know, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi was supposed to try to get another House vote to up that $600 to $2,000, which is what a lot of people have said that they want to do. So we'll see where it goes. But, you know, I mean, $600, it blows my mind. It's when you look at what's being sent, and this is where I agree with you, when you look at the money that's allocated for other things, rather than putting food on American tables, that should be the number one priority. People should not be starving, yet they are. People who should not be evicted because they can't pay their
America.
Rent. I mean, it's right. It's ridiculous that the citizens of America are not the number one priority. And they're not. They're clearly not.
Nope. It's the guys and gals who are raking it in. All right. I want to... Is your mall going to vanish? Or is it going to be reborn? What's going to happen with your mall, the nearest mall? We'll find out in a matter of moments here as we continue on today's DJV program with Doug and Victoria.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and NLSConsumerAccess.org number 330.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
All right, so we know it was a brutal year for the malls, Victoria. A weak holiday shopping season for sure as we look at the numbers in the past month or so. Bankruptcies, store closings. It really is. There are 1,100 malls in America. You know that? 1,100. Mm-hmm. 278 are viable. The rest of them aren't. So what's going to happen? A lot of these new, in some of the malls, they're putting these big entertainment complexes in them. You know, those they do every. They're huge buildings. They're taking some of the anchor stores and they're making them into these entertainment complexes. There's one company based in Toronto that is one of these commercial outfits. They've got about 100 properties in America, and their biggest tenant is JCPenney. Ooh, that's not going to for. They're going to do well for them. In that circumstance, but all the malls around here have been very busy the past month or so, but that doesn't mean they're going to continue to be that way. 21 after the hour.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Twenty-three and change at the hour here on the DJV program. The distribution of information is what we're all about. Conversation about the information, conversation about what's going on in your life, our lives, generally speaking, what's trending. Looking at the trending news, we're starting a new feature that's all about trends here in the DJV program. So Victoria and I, mostly Victoria here, has chased down some things in terms of, I guess, just general information about those who are in the entertainment business or influences from the stars past and present, like Kim Cattrall has been all over the place, it would seem, because the rumors, didn't we talk about we started these rumors last week, Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis all want to do a reboot for Sex and
City. HBO Max. Yeah, it'll be on HBO Max.
So they're actually going to do it.
Well, I don't know if it's been greenlit yet. I don't know how far down the road they are. But the thinking is that it won't be a reboot. It'll just sort of be maybe some new standalone episodes placed in current times.
Where they are now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we would catch up with the characters and see where they are as it relates to 2020. I don't know if it would necessarily be pandemic related or would it be, you know, the Me Too movement. There's so many things that Sex and the City addressed, but, you know, it hasn't been, we haven't seen a movie since 2000, what,
well, there 10? Were three or four movies,
it's been
right
10
there.
Years? No, two
yeah,
movies.
Two
it's
movies.
Been 10 years at least, so, yeah, there's a, Sarah Jessica Parker said there's a lot that they think they can work with. I mean, certainly think about what's happened with social media and just, you know, in society, there's a lot there. So I think that it would be fun, especially for fans. We always love seeing, I'm a huge fan, we always love seeing the girls back together, but Kim Cattrall has definitely said she is moved beyond playing Samantha Jones and,
what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's been more than 10 years, and she feels like I interviewed her in 2011.
You liked her.
I loved her. Absolutely loved her. And that was in 2011. She was doing a movie, she did an indie movie that is so fantastic. It's called Meet Monica Valore. It's a great, great movie. Brian Dennehy was in it with her. It was fabulous. It's a great movie. You would love it. And she said at the time, she said, look, Samantha Jones is my heart. She said, that's the character that I'm best known for. I loved playing her. She went through cancer. She went through a long-term breakup. I mean, she went through movies. moving to California from L.A., the character has been through the ringer. And so she said, I just don't think that there's anything else. Like, what else can... Oh, and then they also did a whole thing about her going through menopause, because she's the oldest of all the girls.
Right.
So she's like, what else can this character go through? And I understood it. As much as I love Samantha Jones, I got it. And so she said, if they want to do a reboot, she's lucky that she has other choices right now in her career. She doesn't have to say yes to it. But she also said that another actress should play Samantha Jones, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's a great role and someone else should have the chance. So I don't get sour grapes from this. I get a woman who has just moved on. She's
right.
in her 60s. I don't know that she wants to squeeze into the tight outfits anymore. You know, I and that's a big part of it. You know,
how did she look on that show, that Jillion Million show?
Filthy
I didn't
Rich.
See.
Yeah, she looked great. I thought she looked fabulous. She's very glamorous, and she just has never looked her age. But, you know, I get it. You know, I don't know. I think she wants other challenges, and she's been presented with a lot of really great projects. So I get it.
Good for her. Nothing wrong with that. George Michael's ex has been caught smashing his way into George Michael's home. What in the matter?
Yeah,
Fadi
Christmas
Fawaz?
Day.
Was
it,
what is
yeah. On Christmas Day, which is the day that George Michael passed away 4 years ago, this was the fourth anniversary, which I can't believe it's been 4 years since he died. But, Fadi was his boyfriend at the time. And so he claims from, you know, but I guess it was never written down, he claimed that George wanted him to live there, too, because he was living there. So he claimed that George wanted him to continue living there. And
who's
but
been
there's
living
nothing
there since
legally.
He died?
It's empty. So his family... His family, yeah, I don't know. I guess his family is going to sell it, or I'm not sure.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat. Eat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Government officials continue to warn Americans about the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by the British drug company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has achieved a winning formula for efficacy, the company's chief executive, Pascal Soyo, said on Sunday. The vaccine, currently being evaluated by Britain's independent medicines regulator, provides 100% protection against severe COVID disease requiring hospitalization. Approval is expected to be granted to roll out the shot on January 4th, the Sunday Telegraph newspaper reported. According to the Sunday Times, video game developer Richard Garriott, while traveling to the International Space Station in 2008, brought with him ashes belonging to actor James Doohan, a.k.a. Scotty of the USS Enterprise.
Change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
The ashes are under the floor of the station's Columbus module. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 34 after the hour, what are you going to do next, huh? This is the week we end the year. So what are you going to do? What are you planning in terms of career, your personal life for 2021? That'll be the focus. A lot of people will be this week, and I suppose we ought to do it too, Victoria. By the way, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jen Jen's off this week. Victoria and I are here to hold down the fort, talk about the things that are important at the moment, and maybe we do a little review, although those things get old, old, old. Oh, this is what happened last year. Review. Okay, so there's a little of that. I'd rather look ahead, frankly,
yeah,
because the year
would.
Sucked. So
let's, yeah. I don't know anybody who's like, you know what I would really love? A good, solid recap of 2020.
Yeah. No.
I don't think anyone really wants that.
I think we want to, who doesn't want to kiss off 2020, frankly, and just move ahead. But we can't leave some of the things behind, because part of 2021 will be COVID, will be the drugs, America after COVID to a point. But I thought maybe you could bring us up to date on the latest from the AstraZeneca side of things, whether it's a variant for sure. It's the immune enhancer, I think. Isn't that the one that's supposed to drive your immune system? This is the one.
No, this one's another straight-up vaccine. This is not the immune one. I think you're thinking of Regeneron.
That's
the
right.
One.
Thank you. Yeah. Couldn't remember it.
I don't
because
know if that's
there's three now. There's
approved.
Moderna, there's Pfizer, and now AstraZeneca.
Right.
Has got something.
So the AstraZeneca, the downside to that one is that in the initial testing, they only found that it's 70% effective from preventing illness from the coronavirus, whereas the Pfizer and the Moderna ones are 95 and 90%. So AstraZeneca, for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to be as effective. But yeah. It looks like it's probably going to be, they developed this with Oxford University. So it looks like they're going to approve this week. And then we'll see where it goes from there. They are finishing up their phase 3 of the clinical trial. And then they
looks
believe
like
they can
70%
start
effective
out.
Instead of 90, 95% effective. So right. What happens if you, what does that mean? That you only are going to be able to ward off the virus 70% of the time, or 70%
right.
of the people who get the shot are going to be effective in keeping it. And one of the things you were bringing up earlier, I don't know if people caught it or not, is that it doesn't keep you from spreading. It keeps you from getting it, but
oh,
it doesn't
right.
keep you from spreading. These
That's
vaccines
something that
don't...
they're looking at now. Because if you get the vaccine, obviously, if you let's say you take one that has the 95% efficacy rate, so
yeah.
you got you, so you're okay, 95%. You know, you're armed against getting the coronavirus. But it doesn't mean that you can't still spread it. Like, you can yeah. be a carrier. And that's where it's good. If that turns out, that's a speculation right now. They're still doing research on that. But if that turns out to be true, then this is going to be really bad news for people who choose not to get the vaccine. Because you're going to have a bunch of people who have been vaccinated who will then go back to, quote-unquote, normal life. They'll be doing everything that they want to do, movie theaters, restaurants, whatever. And then they can still be spreading it because they're not actually in danger of dying from it. So who, the most vulnerable people are going to be the ones who don't get the vaccine. So I hope it turns out that that's not the case, that if you're vaccinated that you also cannot spread it, but we don't know yet. Maybe one of the doctors on our show here can help break that down, because that's a pretty... That's something that's like a, that's a pretty yellow flag. It's not red yet, but that's a yellow flag for people who are going to say, oh, I don't trust it. I don't want to get the vaccine. That's not good news.
Well, it's really interesting kind of to spread this stuff around and to see what people are going to make choice if they even are informed. They just know about virus. I mean, they know about the shots. They don't know. I mean, there's certainly been a lot of attention paid to all of these companies, whether it's Pfizer, they got it first, and Moderna, AstraZeneca, these are all big names in pharmaceuticals. I, as an aside, am finding it tedious to listen to the radio. This weekend I spent a lot of time in my truck. I went down to Pennsylvania to pick up a tractor. And on the way down, on the way back, I was listening to Christmas music because I love listening mostly to the upbeat, fun, generic sort of, I don't want to listen to, oh, come all ye faithful. I'll sing that on my own, but I don't want to listen to it. I want to listen to Burl Ives, and I want to listen to Bing Crosby. And anyway, so with all of this music in the commercial breaks on these programs, I'm hearing all these spots, these commercials, and maybe I don't even know if we're playing. Phil, do we have spots that we're running for the drug companies, Pfizer, and some of the other ones that have these doctors? Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Smith, and I'm a cardiologist. And if you don't want to die, you better... I get so sick of listening to these spots that are all warning people, scaring the hell out of people, and they're at the end
are
of the tagline is...
Are they all just pro-vaccine?
All, no, they aren't even about the vaccine. They're keeping Pfizer's name. They're brought to you by Pfizer and Bristol-Myers. And why they're doing these, if you have warning signs of a stroke, you better go call your doctor. You know, that kind of crap. And it really was. It was, maybe it hit close to home because of what I've been through the last 3 or 4 months. But I will tell you, they were offensive as hell and really badly done. So, you know, if you're going to do a good commercial, certainly I've been doing these for 55 or 60 years on the radio, I kind of know how to do a good commercial. They are not good commercials. They're annoying commercials. And frankly, I don't want to hear Pfizer, for the most part, and these drug companies pumping themselves up for whatever the reason. For years, they've been screwing us with the quality of the drugs. They have them all made in China. because they want to, they're greedy and they want to make more money. You know, I'm off of that. I'm done. I don't know, by the way, what are the, as an aside, what are the Chinese doing for shots? For COVID? Anybody know?
I think they've made their own vaccine.
Sure they have.
Yeah.
Right. And how many, of course, you can't get any information out of them because they don't
right.
let the information come out. So,
well, did you hear the Chinese journalist who documented that the outbreak had started in Wuhan?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yep.
So that journalist is now
sure
in jail for
wanted
4 years.
Wanted dead or alive. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep. Just was put in jail. And so I'm not sure how long she'll be there. But
one of the things that we ought to keep in mind in terms of protecting ourselves against the virus and its complications is how beneficial it's been proven that regular exercise is. I don't know if you've the fact that exercise helps to reduce the risk of what they call acute respiratory distress syndrome. It's something that I have paid a lot of attention to because I have COPD in my family. I don't have this, but it is a major cause of deaths from the coronavirus. And it sort of speaks to what I was, excuse me, what I've been saying all along about this, about the impact of the cause of death. The coronavirus kills you, but it doesn't bring you to the point of death. There are lots of other things that do. In some cases, yes. But in most cases, it's because people are way overweight. They have thyroid problems, they have lung issues, they have heart issues, they have cancer issues, they have all kinds of things. But there are a lot of studies out, Victoria, suggesting about, you know, in terms of the kind of exercise that protects you against the virus and its complications.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is yoga. Apparently, yoga is good. I've never gotten into it. Have you gotten into yoga? I tried it a couple times.
I don't. I'm not into it. Yeah, it's. I have a disc in my lower back that's not great, and so from years of playing lacrosse and tennis, and so yoga has not been a friend to that. But I have friends who are just. They love it. They just feel like it just resets their whole body, and they really love it. So.
Yeah. Well, we all know that there is good to be found if you go to alternative. I have alternative treatments in my logbook. I'm very much a believer in acupuncture, and I am a believer in the trip to Dr. Jack, I guess, is a testament to that, the Nurka chiropractic. But chiropractic in general, I think, is great for your body. It helps to adjust things. I mean, there are some things you got to add into your body. A lot of people haven't looked at selenium. Excuse me. Selenium. Here we go with the
selenium. Most commonly found in my world in oysters, which I know you don't eat, but oysters are a great source of selenium.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break here for a second while I clear my throat, and then we'll figure out a little bit more about the virus and how to deal with it in a positive way as we move forward here on the DJV Show.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. if your current rate is over 4%. With today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on which loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license and all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 330.
All right, 46 half the hour. I think I fixed my voice, Victoria. So we're talking about things that are good for you, that help to ward off the COVID. The other, you were talking about Wuhan. There's another epidemic, and a lot of people, you know, we know the Chinese found this laboratory in Wuhan, and you were talking about the person that's outed. What happened in this source facility for COVID-19. But apparently in China, one of the things that has been manufactured in Wuhan is fentanyl, which is a form of opioid that has become the most dangerous drug in America. Do you know that it was developed in Wuhan?
I did not. I know that it's in. I know it's. We're in this crazy opioid epidemic, and I know fentanyl is a huge, huge part of it, along with like oxycodone and OxyContin and all the oxys. So yeah, I didn't know that it was developed there, but I'm not surprised because a lot of fentanyl is sold by a lot of different pharmaceutical companies. So they all make it, right?
It's not only that. But apparently the drug cartels have hired the Chinese manufacturers that export the drugs. They send shipments directly to American criminal organizations just by using FedEx or UPS. Sure. They use the dark web to process their orders. They also send the precursor, the stuff that makes up fentanyl, they send to the drug cartels in Mexico, and then the Mexicans make it, put it together, and they smuggle it into America. This has been going on for 5 or 6 years. How many communities, how many people, depending on where you are in the country, certainly a lot of it here in the Northeast, but the Midwest has been, farm country has been decimated by this cheap drug that comes from the Chinese. It originates in China. It's just the same old stuff again.
Well, but nobody wants prescriptions for it, and that's why everyone's turning to either heroin or they're turning to fentanyl. I mean, you know, famously, we've lost a lot of people because of overdoses, but famously, Prince, right leading up to the months leading up to his death, which was a fentanyl overdose. He was desperate after hip surgery. He had hip replacement surgery. He got hooked on opioids and then had multiple prescriptions from different doctors and different pharmacies. And this is how it goes for so many people. And they doc shop and they pharmacy shop. And at the end of the day, when they found him after he died, he had some illegal fentanyl that he probably had to buy from a drug dealer. And that's just the way it's a horrible trajectory, but that's sort of how it starts. Well, regular normal people have a surgery and then they get hooked on it and then they can't get any more from it. Then they turn to something else for a different prescription and then that runs out and then you're just buying it on the street.
Yeah, and apparently there's a big problem, an epidemic of using this stuff in China, where it's cheap as well.
Oh,
10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Money Pit time. It's the Money Pit radio program. But you know what? All the ancillary things that go with the Money Pit. It's the podcast. It's the newsletter. It's all the helpful tips that are available from Tom Kreitler and his partner, Leslie Segretti, who do the weekly Money Pit radio program, but so many other things as well, including being here. And our listeners are encouraged to send along things. You can send them to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com, or you can send them on Twitter at DougStefan. Tommy has fans, and Alan is one of them. I need to make my home office quieter. Then pull the plug on all your machines, Alan. It'll be very quiet there. But he wants to know the best way to insulate the wall. Maybe this applies to every room in the house. What do you say, Tommy?
Yeah, you know, and I think what he's asking me about is, can I recommend insulation? And presuming that insulation is the way to quiet a room, it's not. There's one type of insulation I'm aware of that's specifically designed to be a sound deadener, and it's a product called Safe and Sound. It's by a company called Roxel. But it's not the only way to quiet a home office. A couple of things you could do, and by the way, to install that, you would have to take the drywall down. One thing you can do, you could put a second layer of drywall up on the interior walls, which is a lot less messy, Alan. And there's a product called Green Glue, which creates a barrier between the two layers, and that will help to deaden the sound. Now, there's another drywall that has a sound deadener built right into it. There's actually several of them. The one I'm recalling is called Quiet Rock, but there are others where the sound deadening is built right into the drywall sheet. And it's interesting, Doug, when you pick these up, you can feel that they're about three times as heavy as a normal board. but they do a good job of deadening that sound. But remember, other places sound gets in. Doors, interior doors are always hollow, so that's not going to do a great job.
Right.
And then, believe it or not, the spaces in the wall, the gaps where the wiring goes through for outlets and switches and lights, you know, those actually, there's a putty that can actually go inside those boxes, surrounds the outside gaps of those boxes to quiet that down. So it's not as easy as just choosing an insulation. There's a bit of work to be done to really deaden that sound. Perhaps it might be easier to train the children to be a little quieter.
You address
that's working in that office.
You sort of address that in your most recent podcast as well, the do-it-yourself projects for the pandemic, and soundproofing is one of them I see here. You can subscribe to this, by the way, at moneypit.com/podcast. What else have you got in this latest episode of the podcast?
Yeah, we took a look at the top five, what we're calling pandemic projects. You know, DIY really increased dramatically over the last 10 months.
Oh, my God. Look at the profits that Home Depot and some of these other...
Yeah.
I've got a friend that owns a hardware store in town, the local hardware store. He's done $2 million more business this year than he did last year.
Crazy, right?
God love
it. So top five projects are painting a room, starting a garden. Gardening season this past year was huge. Updating flooring. Building an outdoor play area. Try to keep the kiddies busy. And then about 10% of Americans actually took on a major renovation, used the downtime to take on a major project. You know, they're staying home, so they're using their house more, and of course that increases the desire to make changes. And then, you know, to some extent, you're not going out and spending as much money as on vacations and on going out to dinner and such. So turn around putting that money back into the house. So we take a look at that in this past episode of the Money Pit's e-newsletter.
One of the things, I have an apartment on the barn here on the farm, and I wanted to put a new roof on. I talked to you about it and what to do and the things, the process to do it the right way. And so I've looked at what I've spent for doing that. Most of it we've done ourselves, the guys on the farm with me. We raised the roof. We put in, you know, we used a lot of stuff that was in the old roof that we could use over again, or not the roof, but the, you know, the 2x6s and 2x8s and 2x10s and that kind of stuff. And, I used a lot of old shingles that were around. You encouraged me to do that because you said the old shingles had more asphalt in them than the new ones do.
That's right. And, you know, that's the spirit of DIY, Doug. You know, I kind of had a laugh because this the weekend I took apart an old wooden storage box that had been in my basement for God knows how long, probably 60, 70, 80 years. It was just built in. And as I took it apart, because it was finally time to get rid of it.
You grew up in that house, right?
I did.
Isn't that your family house?
Dragged it outside. And I noticed that there was a metal patchwork on it. And as I took it apart, I noticed it was a tin can that was cut open and then hammered flat. And they used it to repair a hole. That's kind of what you do.
That.
Right?
Yeah.
When you can't get the materials.
Right. Exactly. All kinds of. So, but it's creativity.
That's right.
And you address that. Also, the newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. You've got a toy storage tip or two in there.
Yeah, good time for it, right?
Week. Yeah, absolutely.
Fortunate young
Christmas.
Young children have some new toys this week, I heard.
Yeah, somebody told me that that's the case. Yes. Santa visited, didn't get stuck in the chimney. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit at MoneyPit.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.